When you're young, you were better. Getting old, you get worse. Is it a stupid understanding of me, or Rumi has a point there? Let's talk about the worriness. Every human being has a level of worry, right? When you get older, these worriness will decrease or increase. Why? It's like, imagine there is this marathon running, right? Let's say, okay, everybody, one line. When we say run, you will run. And as long as you're running, you remain alive. You stop, you die. Let the game start. How much worry do you have? You are worried, right? We go further. A couple of people will die, you're still running. You should have less worry or more. Oh, you're so silly that you have more. Why have more? You made a part of it. So you were alive, the rest were dying. But no. Why? Because of accumulation of past and extension to the future. When you were his age, you wouldn't worry about next year. At this age, you worry about the next century. Isn't this silly? Look at this paragraph, because Rumi is really genius. He's explaining the complication. You remember how he started? He said, first of all, there's nothing wrong with outside. Okay, outside is beautiful. In you, this intelligence of you is looking about something missing, the shortcoming. Listen to me. Your problem is not that. Your problem is pretending and appearance and all that nonsense. You remember, you are the parrot, because intelligence did it like a parrot. Next paragraph, he's answering. But Rumi is not answering. Now is the other side of you who knows this. The other side of you knows that this intelligence has two major flaws. One is that it's full of past and the future. So what? Second one, it gets worse. Why? Because it's handmade. You make it worse. Who will make your intelligence greedy? You will do. You mean the husband. You let your wife to become greedy. You do it. And you're going backward. Aren't you? When you get older, in your old age, who are you? You're back to your animal old stuff. If you don't develop a fantastic spirit when you're old, you're just old. And you don't look at it that way. He said, listen, the main thing, what was his main point in this paragraph? I chose two lines here, remember? The third one. The first one was that 2295, second one was 2304, there is another one, forget that one, 2312, 11. There is, the main problem is, there is no balance between this man and a woman. They should co-work. They should, my spirit and my intellect should be together. It doesn't work if one of them is bigger than the other. It doesn't matter which one. He said, look at the camel. When you put something on the back of a camel, both sides should be equal to have the balance. So your intelligence problem is too much past on the future. Secondly, it's getting worse. Third, you need a balance inside you between these two. Next paragraph. What is next paragraph? Suddenly, first of all, did you notice how he finished this conversation? If it was you, and you were writing down this story, how would you finish this paragraph? The paragraph that you started to say, listen, mainly, your intelligence is full of past and the future. Secondly, it's getting worse. Thirdly, you're out of balance. How you finish this paragraph? If I was Rumi, I would say, oh my God, the pity is that if by doing this, you are not listening to me, it doesn't work this way. But by doing this, I'm trying to bring in what? The morning. Remember you said with the night? The last word is that the man, when this with this manner was explaining everything up to the day, the rising of the day, means remember that fellow in you, that real one, that the spirit, that's the guy who will say all because he's aiming for that morning, that moment of enlightenment. So his conversation doesn't end here. Next paragraph starts with the lady, the answer of the lady, and suddenly the paragraph, look at it, it extended in a way. Why? Because intelligence has always a lot of claims. What are the claims here? Suddenly, this lady had only one problem, remember? Being poor, right? Now there is another kind of problem which is irrelevant to the first one. What is it? Look at the paragraph and tell me, what is this paragraph talking about? Yes. You. Maru.
Trying to find the
path, because of the yawning, you have to go to the world. To be awakened. نصیحت کردن زن مرشوی را در look at it carefully and tell me what is all this paragraph about. You know why I expect her to tell me? Honestly God, I have explained it a lot of time. These are the tricks. Knowing the language, there is a trick. Because every writer knows that when you put your pen on a piece of paper, the beginning is very important. How you start. Then you start. And it goes, no, 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 no. Then how you stop. These two verses are always the key. What was that? Yes.
Well, the last one ended with this contentment, that the contented man, and in fact, that quality, it just reminds us, and then she's actually challenging that contentment.
Exactly, that's the problem. This one is not the problem of we being poor. Me and you, whenever you start to talk to your intelligence, suddenly your intelligence is your enemy and will question you. Isn't that the case? She will talk back to you rudely. The last verse will be that she was talking like this, not up to night, not to the morning, not to midday, This time, a rolling paper. Tomorrow is, she has a lot of this to attack you. Isn't that one of your problems, really? That your intelligence, you live it alone, is thinking about shortcomings. When you wanted to come back to rest for a moment, you want to meditate, suddenly it will become the enemy, the one that opposes you. Your intelligence is in a relaxed mode. Nothing matters. You decide to meditate, she starts to talk. Why? Because she is the one who understands the separation of man and woman. That's what we are going to deal with. Intelligence is the one who believes in I and the rest, right? Even in me is I and the rest. The rest is me. It's intelligent for me. She will talk about what? Here? She will not complain about others. She talks about, oh, you, why do you think you know better than me? What do you know about what I know? This outside will call it what? Why do you insult my intelligence? This is what intelligence is claiming, always. Do not insult the intelligence. She brags and she will say, you are the guy played with the serpent, you are the serpent itself. And meanwhile, Rumi brings the story of serpent especially. Why? Because we remember that the serpent was the co-working with Eve, not Adam. He will bring it in. And he will say, you are talking about the truth. You are a part of me. You are not the truth. Suddenly you are a part of me. You are here. You don't know the truth. Next paragraph. Rumi will answer. The husband will answer. You say what? Again, we have a good long paragraph. And suddenly the husband is talking in a language that the intelligence will find it difficult to grasp. We'll talk differently. Starts with the saying of the prophet, that you lady don't know that the opposite is as well. That inclusive stuff John was talking about in the world. He will bring in that first thing, he will say, not having is the pride. Remember, the woman was talking about not having, shortcoming, right? The first verse is, Fa'ul Fakhri, the saying of the prophet is this, Fa'ul means not having, and Fa'ul means being proud of. And the prophet said, I'm proud of not having a lot of stuff. He starts with that. Then he will bring in blah 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 blah. To say what? He will bring in the example of the slave. One, the handmaiden, remember. This lady we know is the handmaiden, sort of a slave. He said, the slave? One would know if the slave is good or bad by just looking at the slave. If the slave is dressed up, is bad. If the slave is naked, is good. Naked intelligence is good, not covered intelligence. Then he will explain it in a very fantastic way. He will go back to the serpent. Remember the serpent? He said, let me tell you about the serpent. That serpent is not bad. The only problem is, it could kill you. You know what? You think that the serpent will kill you, let's have a preemptive attack and kill the serpent. If it's to me, I will disarm the serpent.